Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The General Services Administration has verified that U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is the apparent winner of the November 3rd election. President Donald Trump, who had refused to concede the election, said Monday that he is directing his team to cooperate on the transition, but is vowing to keep up the fight. The move by the GSA clears the way for the start of transition of Trump's administration and allows Biden to coordinate with federal agencies on plans for taking over on January the 20th. International rights groups are urging Ethiopian forces to prioritize the safety of civilians in the Tigray region. Monday has a 72-hour deadline for regional forces to surrender approaches. On Sunday, Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed gave a 72-hour deadline to Tigrayan forces to surrender or face a military offensive from the central government, escalating a weeks-long conflict that has left hundreds of people dead. The United Nations said Monday that more than 30,000 people so far have fled Tigray to neighboring Sudan and echoed calls to preserve the safety of civilians. Tensions have been building in the region since September 9th, when Tigray defiantly held a regional election. And the Australian airline company Qantas says it will require international travelers in the future to prove they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to fly, as another pharmaceutical company announces progress in creating a potential vaccine to fight the coronavirus. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote,